they took to them quite well, considering that they had no history of outsiders coming to live. It was for a while. There was toleration in the sense that these people were coming in, they were presenting themselves as asylum seekers fleeing persecution, fleeing terror in their own countries, and I suppose there was always a certain amount of sympathy for those people. But I suppose as time went on, it became apparent that some people were coming for economic reasons only, and then there was kind of a distinction being drawn, and maybe everybody was being painted with the economic migrant status. But overall, over the last maybe 7 years since, the landscape of Tralee changed and the colour of the people in the street. As well, initially, they were very obvious. When you'd see a group from Nigeria, you'd kind of wonder, you'd know they went maybe on holidays, and you'd know they weren't passing through. And then you'd say, okay, these are new people living in the parish, living in the town, and how do we deal with them? And in fairness, I'd say more or less all the people would have been very welcoming of them.
Would there be people, though, who would resent? I mean, you hear a lot of people talking about they've come over and they get houses ahead of other people. I mean, do people feel if they've been on a waiting list and then someone comes in from another country and they get a house ahead of them, do they feel resentful?
Absolutely. And it's very understandable that they would. They might have been on a housing list for a couple of months, a couple of years, and somebody comes in who is a more deserving cause, and suddenly they get priority and they're ahead. I suppose in here in 2006, here in Tralee, the number of asylum seekers and refugees, number of asylum seekers presenting themselves and refugees has decreased. I would say that there are stricter measures around our borders at the moment, and that a lot of people just not getting the opportunity to come into the country. That's what seems to be happening. And because of that, it wouldn't be as big an issue right now as it would have been maybe a few years ago. I suppose, again, our toleration has increased, that we now see it as part of what we're about, that there are people who weren't born in Ireland, who were born maybe thousands of miles away, who are now considering themselves Kerry people, Tralee people, Irish people. And in the middle of that, I suppose we're getting used to that reality all the time. And I don't think we're as racist as other countries might be. We're kind of tolerant. We realise that their story is different, but we're willing to work and live and enjoy their company. Mm-hmm.
Culturally, it must have quite an impact. I mean, do you have festivals and stuff like that?
Every year in the Brendan Hotel, CAID, a local group here, Kerry Action for Development Education, organise an intercultural event where people from many cultures in the world come together and they sing, dance, wear their native costumes. It's a great festival of culture, of colour, of all that is good, in all that is worthy to celebrate on our national feast day, but other people enjoy and bring their own culture to that as well.
Yeah, that's a great idea. I mean, because you've got the Irish culture and then you've got other cultures coming in together, and they can integrate, so it's nice to do it on St. Patrick's Day. But what about your own work? What does that involve?
Sometimes they may come from a tradition where the Catholic Church was involved in their education or involved in some part of their growing up in their country, maybe in Nigeria or different countries, and they'd naturally go towards the church here in Tralee then. And I suppose the important thing that I would see myself doing would be talking to them, listening to them, and helping them in whatever way we can. Sometimes that might involve, if they were looking for asylum seeker status, they might want they tell me their story and I might write it down and pass it on to the relevant people. And I suppose with the hope that it might help in some way for them. Other events is we would occasionally in the church, we might have a celebration where we would welcome the new people to Tralee. going back maybe in the year 2000, or I think it was probably 2001, we would have planted a tree near the church where it would have been to symbolise our welcome for the newcomers in our midst. And they are, that tree I suppose is still growing, and the number of people in our midst is growing. They're not all asylum seekers and refugees now, they're maybe more migrants, but I suppose our parish community does welcome people. In the parish we would have some people involved in Eucharist ministers and readers in different groups who would be from these other cultures, but who would be participating very fully in the life of the church and the life of the parish. And I suppose that helps others then coming in, that this is not a completely closed group. It's a group that's open, it's a group that's welcoming, a group that's involving others.